Join me for an adventure that must be known and must be had. Let's begin. Welcome to the AI Organization. I'm Cyrus A. Parser, your host. This is our pilot show, and we will begin with artificial narrow intelligence, specifically these smartphones. Do they program us? And if they're programming us, is it the AI system inside the phones? Is it the content in the phones? Is it our biometric system? Is it our neurological pathways? Does it happen when you're sleeping? Does it happen when you're awake? Does it happen while you're glued to the phone? Is it programming you to be glued to the phone? Or is it just some type of attachment or an addiction? We'll get deep into this. First of all, I want to tell everyone, this is artificial narrow intelligence. Scientists describe three types of artificial intelligence. One is artificial narrow intelligence, which is these smartphones. What's inside of these? What you've been used to maybe the past 10 or 20 years with different devices. Alexa is an artificial narrow intelligence device. A lot of your mini robots and assistants are actually artificial narrow intelligence. Now, the next step is artificial general intelligence. And to a lot of people, it was something, it's a big leap forward. It could be 100 years from now. But Elon Musk says it could be very soon, even a couple of years from now. I completely agree. I've researched over 1,000 artificial intelligence, biometric, and robotics companies. And interlinks with 5G and the coming 6G, the entire world's infrastructure, and the geopolitical connections of it all. I have quite a bit of experience, and this is why I formed the AI Organization. And my message here is actually to help humanity in the best way that I can, and help myself and help everybody. So I hope it's well received. It should be well received. And some of the concepts are gonna be really, really deep. And you may think I'm a bit crazy, but if you just listen and you take every step as these episodes are going, you'll understand what I'm talking about. And you'll understand what I mean by an artificial intelligence. I'm going to break it down in so many different ways. So the question was posed, is it programming the entire human race? And how is it related to your biometric system and to the internet? Well, as you know, when you're born, you sort of have a certain programming inside of you. There are genes and so on, and you have your parents, and your upbringing, the movies you watch, the music you listen to. That is a programming, right? So machines, these little smartphones, they're hardware. So software goes inside them, right? We have these bodies, and these bodies are a little different. And people think, you know, software doesn't go inside of these. It's just flesh and bones and so on. But AI software goes inside of these. I beg to differ. We've actually done a lot of biometric tests, and it's not what people think. Human body has inputs and outputs. And Elon Musk has discovered this to a certain degree. And so have a few other AI companies that are working on bioengineering and gene modification. So your neurological pathways the neurons that fire in your brain and these pathways that connect your entire body, these are actually have inputs inside them and outputs. So when you see something and it comes into your eyes, it actually enters you and goes through neurological pathways. And it can create a replicating process. Now, just wait here for a minute. It's a little bit deep. I think some people may understand what I mean by replicating, but what you see comes inside of you and it goes into your pineal gland and throughout your entire body. What you hear is the same concept. Now, with these artificial narrow intelligence softwares, they're inside of these phones and they connect to the internet. So the moment you grab this phone and you take it out of the box and you turn it on, you have touched it. And it's a machine. You don't see the digital frequencies coming out of it on the 4G network and the coming 5G network. And most people may not sense what happens to their body, especially when it comes inside of neural networks and it goes into their brain. You don't see it. But as soon as you touch a cell phone, so the Chinese believe that there are acupuncture points or energy channels or qi. Now science has discovered there's neural pathways and there are all these different type of things that electrical systems in your body. So there's some kind of similarity there that people had 2,500 years ago and we have today with what we describe science to be. So as soon as you touch your cell phone, there's something that actually flows into your arm and goes into your system, your neurological pathways, and it'll go up your head and into your forehead and seep inside your pineal gland, way in the back, and make a flow system inside your body. What do I mean by a flow system? So the Chinese believe that in between your organs, there are actually circuits. They call them meridian channels. So Elon Musk has admitted this. That guy admitted it. He said that we are two-digit cyborgs. There's actually a connection with these smartphones that we have. So what he's not telling you, and I don't think he understands it fully himself, but he understands it because he's using biometric tools and he's using different machines to encode the data. What he's not telling you, and what I'm trying to share with everyone, is that what this phone does, it's almost like a parasitical relationship or a symbiotic relationship. As soon as you touch it, as soon as you turn it on, it connects with your system and your body and your brain. So when you watch something, when you get a text, when you get an email, that content is being exponentially increased in terms of its interaction with you. So it takes it up to another notch. It's different from watching TV and getting stimuli. The smartphone that you're touching, and if you watch some people when they're holding it in the dark, there's all this light coming in their forehead and everything. It's actually, it's mixing with your system, what I call the bio-digital network, the human bio-digital network. And what do I mean by this bio-digital network? Well, I'll explain in other episodes, but bio means biology. Digital means your digital neural networks or your meridian channels, as the Chinese would say. So human biodigital network. There's a network inside your body as there is in the computers, as there is within the internet. So when you listen to something on this device, when you watch something, you are actually being programmed by that. But not only that, it's something more advanced. You're being addicted to it. It's becoming part of you. So it actually, when you go to sleep, that programming starts cycling inside your brain, one after another. So if it is programming you while you're sleeping, who gives? What's the issue with that? Well, think about it. What's the danger? If something is programming you and it's a machine What does that mean for the future, especially the 5G network? So if you think about it, years ago, we were used to television sets. Then there, you know, there are little mobile phones. You can just flip it open, you dial, and so on. Then the internet came, 2G, 3G, and so on, and then 4G. And then everyone on these smartphones all day long. So what's the next step? If your body and your biometric system, your neurological pathways, if your biology and your brain are being programmed to be addicted to these smartphones, to need these smartphones, and to be okay with it, and to be symbiotic, meaning, let me just address that actually, parasitical relationship. If you can't go without these smartphones, the machines and the AI system inside them, what's the next step? It's programming for the next step. And what is that? Cybernetics. If you ask somebody 20 years ago, let me put something in your head and you can connect to the internet. Oh, and you have free will and you're completely not going to be controlled by anything. You would still probably tell me no and to go have a nice day, or maybe you say something really bad, or that you're crazy. It's not possible. Well, Neuralink and a bunch of other places, and Google and DeepMind and so on, they're working on getting people that have machines and AI installed in their bodies and their brains, so you don't need smartphones anymore. So because you've been programmed, everyone's been programmed to accept these phones in their lives, but not just accept, a symbiotic, parasitical acceptance. The software is inside people and they just don't know it. So once it gets in your body, and Elon Musk admitted it, it's a cyborg relationship, that dependency, it's like a parasite. The parasite sends signals to your brain that, yeah, that's kind of cool. I would like a chip in my head or some, you know, very skinny wires. And sure, I have free will. And I wouldn't get controlled by a big corporation or the internet or the content of the internet. I have not been controlled the past 5-10 years. I have free will. See, what this phone does is an artificial narrow intelligence. It's an AI system inside not only the phone, not only the transmission between the internet, but there's an AI system within the apps. So when people are like this, they're almost like little mice and they don't know it. They're being completely reprogrammed and re-engineered by the content that's flowing to this device into their brain and bodies, that's coming from Google or a YouTube video, even from this or anywhere, or a text message or an email. That gets reinforced by the AI system and goes through the body. Then the app itself has software inside of it. It's an AI software. It's not seen, but it has what I call biodigital fields. I'll explain this in other episodes. That itself replicates, because you're touching the device, it replicates in your body. Because you see it, it replicates and goes inside your body. Because you're in the vicinity of it, the frequencies go inside your body. So not only are you being programmed by the content and the frequency coming to the internet, you're being programmed by the app itself. Now, to the app aside, content, app, device. Now you have an AI system that's lodged inside your body, sort of like a virus. Computer can get a virus, but a human body cannot. Doesn't the human body not have neural networks? Think about it. If something can go inside of a computer, why can't it go inside your body? Just not aware of it. But Elon Musk is, to a certain degree, and some other AI scientists are, and we found the same results and more than them. We found things that would scare the bejesus out of a lot of people, because what it's doing, it's setting people up to be cybernetically enhanced. But my take is that you're not just being cybernetically enhanced, you're being controlled. And for what? Is there a conspiracy behind this? No, There's no conspiracy by Elon Musk or other people. It's just what's been happening. But why? And is it healthy for people? So a lot of people put these phones in their heads and they get headaches. And after 5-10 years, they get all kinds of different ailments, even cancer. And people are like, oh yeah, it's the frequencies. Well, think about it. If what I said is true, that by you touching this, it affects your neural networks and it creates a flow cycle inside your body, and the frequencies that are coming through the internet are actually going inside your body and hitting your brain, well, what is that doing to your health, let alone programming you? So you can be programmed not only to lose your free will, but be something different, to accept all kind of values and belief systems that contradict what humanity is, or what humanity has been, especially the new generation of people who were born with smartphones, or maybe started when they were 10, 12, 15 years old, or the ones that are really, really addicted to computers, and they've grown up as techie people. They're the most programmed people of all. And is there a programming system inside them that is actually promoting these things? It sounds a little sci-fi, right? But Neuralink is doing the same work. So what it's doing is preparing people to accept to be cybernetically changed, to put machines in their bodies. And what do people do? Well, think about it. Every time some technology comes out, they don't talk about, oh, it's bad for you, or it could be bad for you, or it could take away your free will. They always talk about, this was created for someone's missing a limb. This was created because it can help someone walk again. This was created because it finds cancer. But 99% of the use it does afterwards, it's for consumers to purchase and completely alter society. So at first you're thinking about, oh, we're just going to connect to the internet and we don't need these. Just think about it. You have all these frequencies coming into your brain with these. Just think about if you had these little chips inside your brain that Elon Musk and other people want to do. So the point of this video was that people can be social engineered, and they can be biodigital social program, which is something more sophisticated that I've coined. But social engineered is something your friend can do, your girlfriend, someone gives you a certain look or a certain certain touch. But what this phone does to you is biodigital social programming. It's way beyond social engineer. Content goes inside of you, the apps go inside of you, frequencies go inside of you, you get addicted to it, and it starts replicating inside of your body. So not only is the content, whatever you listen to, whatever it's a religion or a science, which is sort of like a religion anyway, and I'll explain that in other episodes, to believe a certain political party or not to believe, to hate somebody, not to hate somebody, to like a certain music, not like, to believe in anything. This machine here not only can do it, it has been doing it. Almost entire human races, the thought process and mental connections are almost uniform now. There's somebody who may not have the best of voice, and they're singing, and they may not look the best either, and they're dancing, and they have 100 million followers. They're making all this money. How? How are you made to believe that music that may not sound the best, it's really good and everyone follows it? That's social engineering. But with the advent of internet, computers, machines, these smartphones, the more it's given to you, it replicates inside your body, even down to your cells. So it starts brainwashing you. Now, okay, we're talking about individually or a bunch of different people. What I want to talk about is, in other episodes, which would be the next one after this, is 5G and how this programming can affect the entire humanity in a way that is beyond science fiction with 5G. that these frequencies and these programming can just completely brainwash to a point that humanity will be almost unrecoverable. It'll have no free will. It'll even reprogram the organs inside your body. So people walk, oh, I'm hungry. They have a certain feeling. They want to do that. People, oh, I see that girl, or it could be a woman and sees a man or whatever, or someone who's not heterosexual. They have a certain feeling they're somebody because their organ tells them, oh, I love that person, or oh, that person looks good, right? So those feelings come from the hormones and neurological pathways that are in those organs as well. Your heart, maybe you're angry, or it's your liver or whatever, or your kidney, maybe you're scared. Chinese believe that different thoughts and emotions correlate with different organs. So these phones and the content internet are not just going into your neurological pathways and your bio-digital network and your human network. No. In the 5G system, they'll start going inside of your organs. The circuits will be reprogrammed. So look at a computer. It can get an upgrade or a virus or completely be altered. This is what's happening to humankind, to entire humanity. And no one's above this. Even the highest presidents, politicians, and especially the scientists, the most intelligent people who have PhDs in their names, they're the most programmed of all, void of any free will. And I'll explain this as these episodes go on. I'm not trying to insult anybody. It may be taken as an insult, but this, if you could see what these machines are doing to people, you would believe it's going to be way beyond the Matrix. So, thank you for joining me in this episode. I try to condense a lot of things into 10 or 15 minutes on smartphones. Didn't give you examples of how it is exactly. I'll do that in other episodes. I just want to give you a general outlook of how a phone can lead your daily life. Not just that, but in the long term, program everything. And you won't even know it. Why you're thinking that way, why you're following these things, why you're feeling a certain way, why you're even choosing a certain job, or it's completely rehardwiring their entire person, or their software, but also even changing different aspects of their hardware. So thank you for joining me, and hope you can join me for the next episode. We're going to talk about cybernetics, but also the 5G system. Thank you. Subscribe to the AI Organization channel right here and support me on Patreon so I can do more work like this. I've researched over 1,000 companies, AI, robotics, and biometrics. I had an altruistic goal, and one of the books I published is called Artificial Intelligence, Danger to Humanity. It has about 50 companies in there. This channel will not only go cover those books, it'll go way beyond that. It'll get in deep, in detail, what we discovered, what biometric tools we used. And I need some support from the people out there. So please forward this channel to everyone else, anyone you can. And even if you don't agree with everything I've said in here, and some things you may think are crazy, I'm sure parts of it you agree with, and some people may agree with all of it. My goal is really, like I said, is altruistic. I've researched so many companies, and there's a lot of dangers that we face. As humanity, we've gone to a certain point. The entire globe has reached a certain geopolitical level, and something's gonna give. We can't risk having any more conflicts with each other, especially with 5G and AI. It's way beyond nuclear weapons. So again, please subscribe to my channel, share it with everybody you can, and stay tuned to the next episode. And it's going to be pretty big, and it'll cover very big concepts, and not just artificial narrow intelligence of these smartphones, but it's going to be a little wild. So again, thank you very much for joining my channel. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Parsa, the AI Organization. Thank you.